Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati. A disheveled Jake Gutierrez. It's a very tough day for Jake after his favorite player was suspended, his favorite team lost, but he's bounced back. He's had 11 cups of coffee, so it seems like he's really starting to pick up steam here.
How are you talking about? I don't know what.
9 o'clock hour. Why? Really headed in the right direction.
Yep.
We can talk to...
What's so funny, Nate?
Will like Carroll Mark. Now. What were you going to say?
I just like Marty's tweet that says the Chiefs will be fired up. They'll be so fired up that Steve Nelson will be giving extra bear hugs in the end zone on Sunday.
You know what? I think I've had enough of that smart mouth.
That's funny, Twitter.
Let's go to Will Carroll. Injury expert is his handle. Hello, Will. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little worried about Jake.
Right.
You know, I worry about the producers that call me up and greet me, and so I'm a little worried about Jake, but hopefully you guys will take care of him.
Well, you should be, and we're glad that someone has noticed, because he's trying to battle back. It was a very tough day yesterday for him. Now, so Chiefs and Raiders, we know it's not an injury, but we know that Marcus Peters will not be out there, and with Marcus Peters... Amari Cooper, I believe, I can't remember the exact name, I believe he had 700 yards receiving in the last game. That will he be available? He's out of concussion protocol, but now they're talking about an ankle. Will we see Amari Cooper on Sunday at Arrowhead?
Yeah, this is an interesting one, because a lot of people think about concussions, and they think about the head and the brain, and you obviously should. But there's a lot of research out there that shows there's a fairly major effect on the knees and the ankles. And you might be sitting out there thinking, well, why? If you get hit in the head or your head hits the ground, why do your knees have to, anything to do with it? There's a significant increase in the number of ankle sprains and knee sprains after a concussion. Why? Because even if you've cleared the concussion protocol, maybe you're just a little beat slow. Maybe you're a step slow and somebody hits you. Maybe your proprioceptive sense, maybe your physicality doesn't come back quite as quickly as the reflexes we test in your brain. And this is one of the problems of testing, because we don't understand how this works, and we certainly don't understand how this works holistically. But the data is out there that shows a pretty significant increase in other injuries the quicker you play after a concussion. So you'd certainly worry about that in this, seeing whether or not the two are somehow connected. But with Cooper, he's just been a bit of a disappointment this year. And I don't think this is really on him. I think this is on the fact that Derek Carr, with less mobility, has turned into one of those quarterbacks that just spreads the ball around. They've got a running game, so he's perfectly willing to use that. I think Cooper will be out there, but I don't think there's any chance he's going to go for one of those huge days. Bigger, certainly, the Chiefs are going to miss Peters, and I think more than they think. But I don't think Cooper's the kind of guy that's going to go out there and put up those kind of days very often.
Well, I mean, the trend is that whichever wide receiver lines up on the opposite side of Marcus Peters, on the other side of the field, going against the other side of the Chiefs secondary, will have a career day and look like an all-pro. And it doesn't matter if it's a big-name wide receiver or some guy that most of us have never heard of. Now they're going to be lining up against two of those defensive backs. And that makes me wonder, if you're like a, if you're in the playoffs, fantasy playoffs, and you really need to pick somebody up, should you be looking at Seth Roberts or Cordarrelle Patterson like as guys to add on your team at the last minute?
Yeah, man, if you are, you know, honestly, this is a fun week. Because if you just snuck into the playoffs, if you're going up against the number one guy who's better off, you got a chance. And yeah, you should be taking those kind of gambles. You've got to go all out to win. You shouldn't be playing it safe. If you lose, you're done. You're going into the consolation bracket. Who cares about that? You want to win the league. So yeah, absolutely stretch for the maximum points as we go for the guy who might do nothing, who might do, you know, 15 points that could put you over the top. You know, especially guys in the number one slot tend to be very, very conservative. They'll play the same guys. They drafted well and probably didn't do a whole lot the rest of the year. So this is the week you can upset those guys. So a player like Roberts is definitely somebody you ought to consider.
Okay, the Chiefs' offensive line, they've had to deal with a couple of injuries, and finally, when it appears they're going to get everyone back, Mitch Morse, who had to sit out a few weeks earlier this season with a foot sprain that he suffered week two against Philadelphia, he looks like maybe he had the same injury against the Jets, and he could be out. And so that'll be tough for the Chiefs when it rains or pours if they have to lose their starting center again.
Yeah, exactly, because he's so important to calling the blocks. I think this is one of the things that people don't really understand, is what the heck a center does. I mean, everybody understands they snap, but it's the rest of the looks and figuring things out. And you know, I would venture to say that even amongst big football fans, you know, when the quarterback steps up and you see the center point to a guy and goes, 57's the mic, most people don't know what the heck they're talking about. You know, what are they doing? Why is he pointing? And when you change those reads, when you get a less experienced guy, or worse, a lesser physical talent in there, it changes a lot, not just physically, but mentally and kind of just, you know, the way things are structured. So, yeah, this is going to be a big one. Question is going to be whether or not this is the exact same injury, whether this is something different, whether the two are related. And we just don't know that with the Chiefs. Or with Morris on this one, the Chiefs normally tell us a lot of information, just not quite enough on this one from the guys to let us know exactly, but it definitely worries them.
All right, so this could have a huge impact on fantasy football playoffs, and perhaps it could impact me because he was a free agent and I picked him up. Aaron Rodgers perhaps could come back in week 15. Mike McCarthy is calling this week of limited practice a trial run as he tries to come back from his collarbone injury. What do you think about Aaron Rodgers coming back?
I think he's going to. I've thought all along he's going to. We know about collarbones. You know, if you haven't broken your collarbone, you know somebody who has. You know, little Jimmy down the street fell off his skateboard, and he was in a sling for a couple weeks, and then he's back out on his skateboard. It's not like little Jimmy died. It's not like little Jimmy had to lose his arm. Why did everybody think Aaron Rodgers was going to, you know, not be able to come back in the 8 weeks that he had? I think he would be back this week if he didn't go on the IR, if they hadn't needed that roster spot, because he's out there throwing. Now, Aaron Rodgers, here's the thing I was watching. Aaron Rodgers has a very unique motion. If you watch him throw, as he releases the ball, he does this little whip with his back leg, especially when he's throwing deep. And it just kind of comes around, and it stays low, but it's a little like an old-timey pitcher. I do think it's good for him. I wouldn't try to teach that kind of mechanics, but it's a way for him to generate more force with his legs. And he was doing that. When you watched him throw, either before the game the other day or in practice, he looks normal. That bone looks like it's holding up fine. It looks like he hasn't lost a lot of arm strength. It looks like the rehab has gone well. Now, talking to sources up in Green Bay, they have not done the final x-ray. They don't know for sure that it's 100% healed, that they're going to be completely comfortable with him going back out there and taking a hit, largely because they don't have to yet. They're going to make that decision either Monday or Tuesday of next week, but all indications are that he's going to come back and he's going to be normal. So it's entirely possible that somebody out there is going to win your fantasy football league with Aaron Rodgers, Ezekiel Elliott, and Josh Gordon.
Wow.
That's amazing to think about. You know, from a pure football standpoint, too, the Packers are 6-6, and they play the Browns this weekend. So if they can find a way to beat a terrible Browns team without him...
Find a way. Show up.
Right, right. Get
find
the whole
way,
team there.
Find a way to the stadium.
And, right. I mean, then they're looking at trying to win three games in a row with Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback, to get to 10-6 and maybe into the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm not. You know, 9-7 might get it. You certainly want the margin. Question is, what is this team with him? Without him, they're okay. We kind of got to look at what Brett Hundley is, which is okay. He's a decent enough backup. He gives you a chance to go out there and play, which is kind of what you want. But, yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers can go in there and run the table and get that team into the playoff. Yeah, they're on like their 12th running back. You know, Cobb and Nelson are not nearly what they were a couple years ago. This is a mess of a team. And if Aaron Rodgers can carry them that far, that's pretty impressive considering he missed half the season.
How about a couple of tight ends? That's been a very unpredictable position in fantasy football this year. Greg Olsen and Zach Ertz.
Yeah, with Ertz, this is big. Obviously, they missed him in that Seattle game. Carson Wentz loves throwing to him. Wentz Ertz is fun to say, and it's a really productive thing. They use two tight ends in a lot of sets. Peterson goes out there and gives a lot of looks. People in Kansas City know that. But it's been working. Didn't work last week, but this Philadelphia Eagles team is for real and is going to be for real. They're hurt so much by missing Jason Peters. Without him at left tackle, Wentz is having to be a lot more mobile. So I do think Ertz is going to get a chance to come back this week. Not sure if it's going to happen. Watch practice today and tomorrow. On Greg Olsen, he just doesn't look good out there. Every time I see him run, it looks like he's trying to gut through something, and that shouldn't be where he's at this stage. He should be, with this Jones fracture, have it healed up, feel at least comfortable with it. So I don't feel good about Olsen, which makes me not feel very good about Cam Newton either.
Okay, I'm excited about this Thursday night game for a change, Saints and Falcons. And I think one that's kind of a tricky one for fantasy owners is Mark Ingram and Kamara. Both have been pretty productive, but Ingram hasn't practiced this week because of a toe injury. I know he's expected to play, but do you let that affect your decision-making if you've got Ingram or Kamara on your team?
Yeah, you know, Ingram's value at this stage is all wrapped up in whether or not he's on the field for the goal line runs. He's just purely a red zone guy from a value standpoint. That said, he's keeping Kamara from being worn down. And it seems like Sean Payton and Drew Brees like this kind of, you know, committee. You kind of know what these guys are going to do. You think Kamara could be so much more. He seems more talented than Ingram, but they're not going to give him the touches to do it. Bad for fantasy. You know, if he does happen to break a couple long runs, it's great. If not, not so much. So it's one of those situations where, you know, if there is a situation where he can't play as much, does Kamara get those runs? I don't think so. I think they alter things. They want to keep Kamara in the role they're comfortable with right now.
Anything else that stands out to you from tonight's matchup between the Saints and the Falcons?
No, not really. What I'm watching for, well, first, did you see this stat about Drew Brees and Roger Goodell, that Goodell has made more money than anybody in the NFL,
yeah,
except for Drew Brees, who made $186 million? $186 million?
Wow.
Drew Brees? That's a lot of scratch. I wouldn't have expected him to be the highest paid player in the NFL over that period of time. I would have thought, I don't know who I would have thought, but hey, Brees is really good. Let's not cast aspersions on him. What I don't think this game is going to be is high scoring. A lot of people think this will go in there and be a shootout, but neither of these teams have really been able to put up the big offense. Occasionally they'll break out. They have the big play potential. But these teams are relatively healthy and just playing a beat down, not a beat down, but a beat down from where they were last year in terms of tempo, which is intriguing to me. I think that goes to something on workload and conditioning. So I think it'll be a good game. I know it's an important game, but I don't think this is a breakout game for either team or especially Alvin Kamara, who's been a great find.
A lot of people are tweeting out pictures, close-up pictures of Matthew Stafford's hand after it was injured last weekend. Do you think he's going to play?
Yeah, those are very simple. We've seen a lot of hand injuries this year. We saw that with Dak Prescott earlier. Gosh, what's going on with my voice? And so I do think he's going to play. It all comes down to grip strength and comfort, and he's played through those before.
Will, we appreciate the time. As always, thank you very much. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
That's Will Carroll. You can follow him on Twitter. Injury Expert is his handle. I did pick up Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I've got to win
nice.
The wild card round, but I mean, why not? I had a roster spot open. I mean,
And correct me if I'm wrong, the 69ers have won the overall points total the last couple of years.
Well, it's over now. I'm very angry.
But did you win the actual playoffs the last couple of years?
You know what? I have not done well in the playoffs. Like, the last 2 years, I won the points total. This year, I finished second in points. But I am, and I lost my division championship due to a stupid last-second field goal by Pittsburgh.
So what I'm saying is maybe this year you didn't win the points total, but it's the playoffs.
Yeah,
you know, maybe you win in the playoffs, and maybe Aaron Rodgers, if you get that far, is a big reason why.
Maybe Zach Ertz would not have been hurt and scored more than 2 points last weekend.
Yeah, that knocked me out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
No.
I was literally watching the game,
and that together.
I was
hurt me.
You love this. I was watching the game, and he wasn't doing anything. He only had like 2 catches, and I didn't see the 2 catches because I was. And I go, "What the hell's going on? What is Ertz hurt? How come he's not doing anything?" And then on the next play, they attempted a pass, didn't catch it, and that's when he got hurt.
So it's your fault.
And so I said, "Well, that's
screwed me too.
Now I deserve to lose."
Thanks,
because
dude.
I said it out loud. Well, of course it was. And then Roethlisberger and the stupid field goals and the guy that's never missed a field goal and like 20. He's like 23 of 20. The Pittsburgh kicker's 23 of 23 now, or 24 of 24, one of them, in his career against Cincinnati. Dumb. Nope. So whatever. But Aaron Rodgers, people, if you're out there and you can claim him, if he's available, if someone gave up on him and didn't stash him, go claim him, because Will Carroll says he's going to play next week. And if you're still alive, all of a sudden you put Aaron Rodgers in your life. You're like, what do you want from me?
But I left Andrew Luck on my roster the whole year.
Yeah, you know what? It might pay off. That really is a stash. Yeah. It's a deep stash. Jake, not talking about that. Sit down. When we come back, want to hear some Andy Reid?
Sure.
Well, that's pretty enthusiastic.
Let's
do it. What's going on? We'll hear from, and I want to play the clip again from Bill Self about Nate going to get hammered at Power.
I wasn't there last night.
He was referencing you.
No.
Particularly, specifically.
I mean, I've had drinks in the Power and Light before, that's for sure, but not last night.
Yeah, we know that. We'll take a break. Back after this on WHB.